right, it is time, Harry. It is 1 o'clock, 1:03 to be exact, and it's time for Riled Up. We do it every day on the Midday Show. We have that phone number you call, and here it is, 610-771-9751. You leave a message on the Riled Up line. Andrew goes through them with due diligence, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah.
Finds the best of the best. And then we air them here on this segment called Riled Up. And we also take live calls at 610-632-0975. And it's all brought to you by our friends at Riley Sales. Are you riled up? Cool down with a Duquesne AC from Riley Sales. They supply the HVAC pros that will get the job done right. So let's see what turned up overnight on the Riled Up line.
All right.
You know why I'm riled up? Because this punk-ass Winslow wants to step on Embiid's face mask and doesn't get a tech. Justin Anderson can't do nothing about it because he already had a tech and we saw it. You know what, Winslow? You'll be put in your place real soon. Because let me tell you something. You will never have a night like you had last night. And another thing. Yeah, you blocked Embiid's shot. But guess what happened when you went back down court? Whack him!
Well, I like the dynamic that's going on with the two teams. It's getting a little WWE storyline.
I like it.
Yeah. Hate, right? You like hate?
Look, in every playoff series, that's why seven-game series are so great. You build up animosity. If it doesn't already exist, by game three, it does.
Yeah, familiarity breeds contempt.
Yes.
That's the old saying, right? Yeah,
right.
And if this goes into six, then it's going to get really, really...
Yeah.
And you're getting into pivotal games.
And I said to you the beginning of the show, this basketball series has more chippiness to it and physicality than the hockey series does. Yeah.
Look,
and that's unbelievable.
Yeah. And tomorrow, Miami knows that's like Achilles' last stand.
Oh, yeah.
To not go down 3-1 at home.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. Tomorrow's going to be a huge game at 2:30, which you can hear right here on the Fanatic.
Right, but will they be able to duplicate the shooting performance from three-point range that they had in game three? Yeah. I don't know about that.
Maybe not.
First quarter, Miami put up a fight. Second quarter, game got tight. Third quarter, Sixers came around. Fourth quarter, Sixers knocked them down. Miami, you can't hang with us.
All right.
Well, they outlasted them is what they did.
Mm-hmm.
They eventually became overwhelming.
Yeah, they just stepped on the accelerator in the fourth quarter. That's what good teams do in the NBA.
Yeah, and once they got ahead and they just put them in the rear view and said, nah, we're going to demoralize you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they did. That's setting the tone for game four, right?
Love it.
Forget about the fact that Justice Winslow just stepped on Joel Embiid's glasses like a petty little bitch. Who cares about who has a more punchable face between Tyler Johnson and Kelly Olynyk? When the f*** did Dwayne Wade become Michael Jordan and get every superstar call that you can imagine? I'm sick of playing this Heat team. I hope we step on their throats every game, and I'll see you in the second round.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. You saw it last night. The call that T.J. McConnell got, that was a charge by Dwayne Wade.
It was.
He just ran right into him.
But he's Dwayne Wade. The other guy's T.J.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, but, you know, it's in Miami.
Yeah.
Okay?
You got a good point.
Okay.
You make a nice point, huh?
All right.
Okay. Hi, this is Grant from Media. And I was wrong. Brett Brown is the most valuable person of tonight's game and will ultimately be the most valuable figure in the Philadelphia 76ers franchise. We are fortunate to have this individual leading these young men who will be transcending talent, and we need to recognize that. So to that, Mr. Coach Brett Brown, I apologize.
Takes a big man to do that.
He was a monster.
Yeah, very low key. Delivery too from Graf.
Yeah,
he's used to that.
He's usually the definition of riled up.
Mm-hmm.
Today, he fell on a sword.
Jason, you're a hockey guy. You don't try to score somebody with 3 seconds left and you're up 20 some odd points. That's why Miami fouled the Sixers with 1.2 seconds to go. It's called professional etiquette. Great win by the Sixers.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know. I know that was going on at the end of these games, and it's become tit for tat,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah,
and he's right. There's usually you just run it out,
mm-hmm.
you let the clock tick away,
yeah.
And in hockey, if you're up 5-0, you're not going to tack another one on
like an empty netter.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or in like hockey, if you do that and you're up 5-0, and you score a 6, and then you celebrate like you just won the cup.
Oh, a celly?
Yeah, that'll get you to the lumber hair.
Yeah,
yeah. There's certain D-bags that play like men's league that do stuff like that.
Really?
And you're like, are you serious?
They celebrate in men's league?
Oh my God!
Really?
They're the guys that couldn't play anywhere ever growing up.
Uh huh.
So this is their top notch playing
right.
in a beer league. It's pretty pathetic.
Yeah.
I'll give him the wood for that. CCM paddle right to the back of the calf.
Little slash.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I'm a big fan of that.
I'll tell you, I'm sick and tired of all the selfish fans wanting Embiid to rush back. Of course he wants to play. What competitor doesn't? But if he gets one good shot in his face, he can lose his eye. Do we really want a 7'4" Quasimodo playing for us? The doctors know what they're doing, so let's just relax.
That did age well.
Yeah. Maybe that was recorded before the game.
Maybe.
Because he had the mask on,
well,
which was protective of both the face and the eye.
Yeah, the goggles, too.
Yeah. It was a nice invention, whoever came up with that combo piece.
Attention Heat fans, and I use that term loosely. The game starts at 7 o'clock, not 7:20, not 7:30, not 7:45. When you hear a big horn at the end of halftime, that means that the game's going to start again. So get back to the seat. And don't leave your seat until the game ends, you bunch of frauds.
Well, they are in Miami.
Yeah.
And it's not, it's very transient in Florida already, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a lot to do.
There's Instagram models all over the place at the bars, out in the concourses, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're here to see the sights on and off the court.
Yeah.
The talent there in the NBA playoffs has got to be off the charts.
Yeah, it's got to be. But they're lacking now, apparently, in the celebrity
category. Is that right?
Yeah. They're no longer.
Wow.
Kind of, you know, because everybody was really trendy to go there when LeBron was there, and
they had the
big three together down there. But a lot of those guys don't come back anymore.
Oh, okay, yeah. that's stunning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they are in the playoffs.
Yesterday, when they did some of the camera shots of the bench, you could see some very well dressed ladies.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah.
Oh, it's Miami.
Some nice eye candy during the game. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Listen to him with eye candy.
Yeah,
like he knows.
I'm sick and tired of Rocco stinking up the whole court. He's sitting there supposed to be in for defense, but what does he do? He turns the ball over, and he can't shoot the ball for shit. I want him not playing as many minutes as he did tonight. It's ridiculous. He literally can't even dribble the ball right. I'm sick and tired of him. DJ comes in and plays better minutes than that clown.
Wow. Rocco's in the crosshairs right now, isn't he?
Yeah, that's because everybody else, you love everybody else.
Yeah.
It's that one guy that, you know,
but he's the poster boy for the process.
I know.
And he got paid.
Yeah.
Everybody should be happy. 11 points last night. You know? Three for five from the field, 2 for 2 from three.
Mm-hmm.
Was it really that bad?
Yeah, but I've never seen...
He looked bad, though.
I've never seen a guy, in the NBA with his length and height and everything, not... He just looks so uncoordinated sometimes.
Yeah.
He just doesn't look all athletic.
Yeah, like agile, right?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. This is TJ McConnell's hair gel.
What?
I took a little hiatus for the playoffs here.
Won't be seeing him no more.
But how about that Miami Heat? Aren't they playing physical and downright dirty, stepping on Joel's face mask? Tell him, Harry, I am pissed off.
Pissed off.
But anyway, I think the Sixers are doing pretty darn good.
All right.
TJ's hair gel checking in.
Now, you know, I loved Embiid's response, too. We played it early in the show.
Oh, you have that, Andrew?
Yeah. Do we have that again?
It was great.
Yeah. To Justice Winslow.
Yeah, about being a nightmare. That's the thing about Embiid.
Justice stepped on it and tried to break it with his hands. But little do they know is that I have about 50 of them, so it's going to take much more than that to get me out of this series, and I'm going to be a nightmare for them, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm going to be a nightmare for them, too.
He's got 50 of them.
Yeah.
A whole case of them.
He'll be running, down the streets of Philadelphia when they get back. You know, he was caught running this year.
Yeah, in the middle of the night.
Yeah, with one of those masks. Yeah. He'll be at an Eagles game with one of the masks. It's going to be a signature.
Well, you know, somebody tweeted early in the show that, you know, how the Eagles got behind that dog mask thing.
Yeah.
The Sixers should do something similar. With that type of just
contraption.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool. A bunch of fans wearing them?
Fans would wear them.
Absolutely. Put a nice logo for a sponsor on there, you're good to go.
Yeah. Huh?
I'm going to tell you what's got me riled up, besides the Flyers getting their ass kicked right now. Kevin Harlan is a great commentator. Marv Albert the Bite Man, is an okay commentator. Ah, he's pretty damn good. Even corny Reggie Miller, I can tolerate. But I can't stand Chris Webber. He's terrible. He's not a color commentator. He's like a dude that's on crack, like he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
What?
No, he's talking about analysts.
Yeah.
But he brought up Harlan, who's a play-by-play guy. Did he mean Kevin McHale?
No.
Who did the game last night?
No, he's talking about Chris Webber he doesn't like.
Yeah, but he listed a bunch of other guys.
He listed those guys that they're good.
Okay.
Kevin Harlan's good.
Well, he's the official play-by-play announcer of the Midday
Exactly.
Show.
He's really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's not doing a series, though.
Did you watch the national broadcast last night, or did you watch the local?
I watched the national.
I was on the local.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we had all bases covered here on the Midday Show. That's what we do. Take a live riled-up call with Benny in South Philly on the Midday Show. What's up, Benny? What's got you riled up?
Yo, what's up, guys? This is Benny from South Philly. How you guys doing?
Great, man. Get to it.
Yeah, I'm riled up, man. I've been away for a while. I've been out in off-state prison. I just got out about a year ago. And it's good to be a Philadelphia sportsman.
All right, man.
The Super Bowl. Sixers doing great in the playoffs. Haven't given up on the Flyers. But I'm so excited to be back in Philly. Great to be home, you guys.
All right, man.
All right, man. Good luck, man.
Benny go back.
Benny getting out of the joint. Now everybody's all the teams are winning.
Well, they were waiting for him to get out.
Yeah, how about it?
Well, we're not going to win while you're in there, Benny. We're going to get you out.
Yo, what get me riled up is both Pat from Amber is not from Amber. Call him out. That's all I'm saying. Oh, Pat from Amber. Oh, Pat from Amber. Go Sixers.
What?
I didn't know Pat from Ambler wasn't from Ambler.
I didn't either.
Pat's the, Mikey Mish, what's going on, buddy? That's his signature sign-off.
Yeah, yeah. He calls this show every once in a while. Yeah,
yeah.
He's not from Ambler?
Well, I don't know.
How do you hate the guy anyway?
Yeah, I mean, what's hateable about Pat from Ambler? Apparently he's not from Ambler,
though. It's caller-on-caller crime, though.
Yeah, and you like it.
We love that.
Hey, Martinez, you can tell Drew to take his 102 points and shove him up his ass. And also, Harry, no one cares about Temple.
Wow, okay. That's a quick hitter. Right?
What did I say about Temple?
I have no idea. Maybe because we mentioned that Aaron McKee's going to be taking over eventually for Fran. Or he was on this week talking about the NBA. But
okay.
I guess you can't please everybody, Harry.
Yeah, that's all right.
Let's go to Alex's route up. What's up, Al?
Hey, Jason the Bull Martinez and Howard Mad Maze. I guess I'm going to tell you what I'm riled up about. Remember when you were talking about the AAA and Keystone and the tie changing and all that?
Yeah.
I'm riled up that Harry Mays would call Keystone AAA for changing a tire. I'm about to change the name to Wolf Maze.
Oh, man.
Are you kidding me? You are only allowed so many toes a year, and you're going to waste one of your toes, one of your service calls, let me rephrase that, for changing a tire. My wife can change a tire, no problem. So, I can understand if your car was totally
so can
stable.
Alex, do you build your own IKEA furniture?
Yes.
Okay, see, I'm with Alex.
I can change a tire, too. I choose not to.
Yeah, it's a choice you make.
Yes.
Oh, you're so simple.
Okay.
I'll tell you.
I can cook my own dinner, too, but I choose not to.
Oh, jeez.
All right? you want to ask me anything else?
Oh, my God.
I'm not dealing with this today.
It's all about speed. Oh, my God. Don't fight. Don't throw. No. It's all about speed. Shut up. No fighting.
What a baby. F.U. Martinez. Watch some MMA. F.U. Martinez.
I love F.U. Martinez.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know what it is. He needs to give us more information why he's giving me the F.U.
Why is he all upset with you?
I don't know, because I said the game's all about speed and not fighting.
Oh, that was at the end of the show yesterday. You took a call, right?
Yeah, a guy wanted the Flyers to start fighting.
Yeah.
Because that works out right, well. Right. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
So I get the F.U. Martinez song out of that. That's a nice item. That's a hit. That's a bullet.
I know a hit.
Yeah.
And that's not a hit.
Yeah. Thanks, Ash.
Well, since it's incredibly cold outside once again and not a nice spring day, it's time to bask in the glory of what today is. Happy 420. Happy 420. Everyone enjoy their day. Order some pizza, some wings. How about both?
It's for money!
There you go. Celebrate 420. Smoke it if you got it. I guess is the rule of thumb, right, Harry?
Yeah. Or eat it if you got it.
Yeah.
Depends.
Uh-huh. Is this the same Alex? Okay, different Alex is riled up. What's up, Alex?
Different Alex. I'm riled up about that Robert Covington call. Anytime you hear somebody complain about Robert Covington, you know they're not an NBA fan. This guy's going to be maybe a second-team all-defense. He's a great three-point shooter, and people
what?
Hate on him. I don't get
He's
it.
He's a great three-point shooter?
Yeah.
What?
He made two threes at garbage time yesterday.
Come
but
on, man. He's not a great three-point
shooter.
That's
one game. That's one game. And he has off games. I'm not saying that, but he's a solid role player. And the fact that people call and complain about him kills me.
Okay.
All right.
He's riled up about it.
Yep.
I wish every fan in that Wells Fargo Center would have got up after that second period and walked the f*** out of that place. What a f***ing disgrace that was. And to think, I thought years ago the Ottawa series was bad. This series is way worse than the Ottawa series. Pittsburgh is destroying the Flyers, and the Flyers are just going through the motions like they don't even care. We now go live into the Flyers locker room after that disgraceful game tonight. Let's listen in.
He's got his own music.
Kiss my ass.
Did he put the music in there himself?
Yes, he put that in.
Wow.
What Ottawa series is he referencing?
I think he means the Buffalo series, when they lost the last game 8-0.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Again, just fact check your series before you make the call, you know, just to get it right.
Ottawa.
All right, one more here.
Why do some people say chocolate? Like, it's not something you put on a black, write with on a black. Chock full of nuts, chocolate. Or Saturday. Chocolate. Saturday.
He makes a great point.
Yes.
There's a lot of people say chocolate.
Chocolate.
It's not chalk.
Yeah.
It's chalk.
I know. Chocolate. Like chock full of nuts, he says.
Yes.
So he likes that coffee.
Yep.
In that coffee, chock full of nuts?
I think so.
Yeah.
Saturday.
Well, that's the curve.
Chocolate. Saturday.
I did the Colonel's podcast last
you
night.
You did?
Yeah, the Beat Writers podcast.
Mike Kern now.
Yeah, Mike Kern and Kevin Cooney.
Mm-hmm.
I did a little guest spot on their podcast last night.
What, are you talking hockey?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, a little. And I brought in the Tiger Woods effect, and I said, just for you, Mike, it's the Tiger effect.
Yes.
And he goes, is that on a Saturday?
Jesus.
It was great. Yeah. I love the Colonel.
Yeah.
But he's a little boss. is that it? That's it for Rod. Okay.
That was good.
You can hit the Rod Up line this weekend. A lot of action going to take place this weekend. And you do that at 610-771-9751. That's the number to hit up on the Riled Up line. And it's brought to you by Riley Sales. You riled up, cool down with Duquesne AC from Riley Sales. They supply the HVAC pros that will get the job done right.